It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanselin, your host. Well, this weekend we're going to hear an update on local education from Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. Superintendent Parker, it's great to have you back in studio for Motherlode Views.
Thank you for having me.
So for anyone not familiar, you know, what is your role as superintendent of schools and your office?
So the role of the county superintendent is to provide oversight and support to the districts that are found in Tuolumne County. We have 11 school districts, one charter school, and of course the programs that we operate through the county schools program directly, such as the school located in the juvenile detention facility, adult education, and special education programs.
And then before you became superintendent of schools, you're going to be wrapping up your first year here shortly. You kind of worked a wide range of education jobs, didn't you?
Yes, and as I mentioned last year, I actually received my start in education at a small school located up in Pinecrest School, almost 25 years ago. And I started there as a school secretary and an instructional aide. I actually drove the bus for a little while up there, went back and got my teaching credential, taught at Curtis Creek for multiple years. Took a leave down to San Joaquin County Office of Education, where I was an administrator down there for several years, came back and was hired by the county schools office up here, and that's where I spent the majority of my time, not just doing grant work, but overseeing a variety of programs, being principal, and then administrator of all of our education programs there, and finally was elected and was sworn in last January in this position.
With your position, too, overseeing the various district budgets that are submitted to your office, there have been some schools in recent years that have been in different classifications that were not where they wanted to be. You know, what is kind of the status right now with the budgets across the district?
Well, we have a very good news to report in that we are currently reviewing first interims for all of our districts that have submitted their budgets. And we work very closely with our districts, and we're happy that they are taking conservative approaches to what looks like a really healthy budget from the state, which comes down to our school districts. One of the things that we always consider is that we have flat student enrollment, so we cannot mess up on our projections into the coming year. So our districts are taking a very conservative approach fiscally, and they are fiscally solvent. They're doing a very good job of managing their funds. And so it's not an adversarial position that we have with our districts. It's always a consulting type of arrangement. We haven't had any of the same concerns that we've had in the past.
So in a general sense, enrollment's been pretty flat in recent years?
Yeah, it's been staying pretty flat. We don't have a lot of housing developments going in, which would bring in our families into our area. We work with local partners to examine those trends and to make sure that we are projecting correctly into the future. But right now, we don't anticipate any kind of change or in our enrollment.
When you look at rural education, what are some of the big challenges right now?
There are lots of challenges in rural education, and part of that has to do with a mindset by the state and the federal legislatures who make all of the rules and regulations and provide funding for rural schools. Part of it is kind of out of sight, out of mind. Sacramento and Washington, D.C. are very far away to some people from Tuolumne County. And so instead of asking them to come here, which we have done multiple times, we are starting to go more actively to those places to make sure that rural education needs are being heard. The biggest challenge that we've had just most recently has been the PSPS events that have happened several times in our county. And when we think about that, we think about the short-term ramifications. Yes, it was inconvenient for schools to shut down. There was no power. Some of our school districts lost all of their food that they had in refrigeration and in freezers. But the long-term ramifications of what happens is some of our schools are missing over a week's worth of school. That impacts our high school students who are preparing for AP tests in the spring. It impacts our high school students that are getting ready for their SATs or their PSATs, their tests that they take for college preparedness. It affects them, all students in general, because it's a sense of unease in being able to know that your school is accessible and able to provide you services that you might rely upon as a student. Some examples are free and reduced lunch services, homeless youth services, and our special education programs. It's a tremendous hardship for rural school districts to have to invest money in generators, multiple generators, to keep campuses open, or even to keep them at a position where they can maintain their stores of their food, or keep lights on or phone services going on in their main offices. To ask for school districts to invest their limited resources in providing those kind of generator kind of things and emergency services depletes that resource in being able to be available to provide school services for students. And that means kids are affected and families.
I was going to say, being a smaller county like Tuolumne, how have you been working to get that message to state lawmakers?
Well, one of the ways that me and four other small counties superintendents did this is we actually went and visited with the state superintendent of public instruction, Tony Thurman, and he had his team available for us during that meeting. It was supposed to be a very short meeting, and it ended up being an hour and a half, which we really appreciated them taking the time to hear our concerns. I think what happened at the beginning of the meeting was there was a lot of awareness made to them about the challenges that rural schools face in regards to these events, but also in school funding in general. And it really opened their eyes, and they wanted to learn more. A lot of them didn't even consider that in some cases, when internet is down because power is down, there are very few ways for our students and our staff members and our parents to be able to receive communication about the status of school. We talked about, you know, the availability of our local radio station, and that's great for Tuolumne County. We really appreciate being able to have access to KVML, but that's not available in all rural areas. A lot of rural counties don't have a individual radio station. In addition, we talked about some of the schools that have limited access to well water during these outages, and that's disproportionately affecting rural schools as opposed to maybe more suburban or urban areas. And without water, as you know, we can't have school. And that is a huge expense for schools to incur to be able to hook up to TUD water or another water source. These were all novel ideas to them at the state. And if we hadn't traveled there and told them about it, those things would not be included in statewide plans in order to address the PSPS events.
I imagine, too, just having campuses scattered across a wide area, it'd be difficult to just have generators to be able to supply power to all those various different spots.
The amount of generators we would need in just to keep the schools operating for heating and cooling systems, for refrigeration, for telecommunications it would totally bankrupt schools to be able to provide that.
And as you mentioned, some schools have the well water, too, so if the power's off, that would be another reason why they couldn't, in addition to not having a generator.
Right. And you can't just hook up any old generator to a well system. It takes a very specialized generator, and it takes the right contractors to be able to do that. And we just simply don't have, we have 24, almost 30 school sites in Tuolumne County. And you can do the math and figure out how many people it would take to hook up how many generators. It's just not going to happen.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Kathy Parker on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. He will be talking about the new jail facility that's going to be coming online at the beginning of next year, as well as some other topics facing the top law enforcement official in Tuolumne County. Again, that's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Superintendent Parker is coming up in just a minute.